This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I thank the Lord that He's allowing me to speak to you today. And I thank the Lord that He is allowing you to listen to me. And I ask Him to bless us both, as well as this ministerial process, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hear now the word of the Lord, as recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 3. In the New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 3. The reading begins at verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, have thine own way. Holy Spirit, have thine own way. Lord Jesus, have thine own way, to the glory of God and to the good of God's economy. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Let's talk today, my friends, from the topic, the theme, the subject, overcoming the perils of the times. Overcoming the perils of the times. Overcoming the perils of the times. Paul here in 2 Timothy chapter 3 addresses Timothy, one whom he has called his son in the ministry, son in the Lord, having brought Timothy in and having shepherded him. He tells Timothy about times to come, and he speaks of them as perilous times, and he refers to specific conditions that will show the effects of spiritual perils, that is, of perils that come about to cause events that people have brought about, that is, bad things occur because people have turned from Almighty God and they love pleasures more than God. Now, this sermon is first being preached in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2012. That is, the sermon you're hearing by me is being preached in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2012. You may be hearing it in some other year because the sermons go around the world and are perpetuated and are designed that way. So I don't know what year it is that you are accessing this sermon and participating in this worship service. But I will tell you that in the year 2012, many of the conditions that the Apostle Paul wrote of 2,000 years ago, many of those conditions exist. Paul was specifically and totally correct. We are in a society that, rather than being God-directed, is man-directed. Rather than being moving forward according to the Word of God, our society wants to move forward, it appears, according to the word of man. And so we have gotten far from the straight and narrow way. And not only that, many care nothing about the straight and narrow way, and many no longer believe in Almighty God. And whenever a society stops believing in God, it is truly in perilous times, not only for the manifestation of these negative and hurtful conditions that we read about, but also for the manifestation of the wrath of God. The wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. And then finally, for the manifestation of eternal damnation as people in that society leave planet Earth and find themselves in hell, a place where they can never leave, that is, and where a man testified, and Jesus said this, the man said, I am tormented in this flame. And so if you believe Jesus, you must believe that there's a hell, because Jesus spoke of hell. And if you do not believe Jesus, you are, and if you do not believe there is a hell, you are calling Jesus a lie and a liar. For he spoke of hell, and he said, in hell, a man lifted up his eyes, and he says, that man spoke, and he said, I am tormented in this flame. And so if you call yourself Christian, and you do not believe there is a hell, you are calling the person whom you identify as your Lord, you are calling him a liar, and God cannot lie. And so these conditions are conditions indicative of a society on its way to hell. The conditions that we read of in 2 Timothy chapter 3 are indicative of a society that is on its way to hell. Let's read a little again, beginning reading at verse number 1. Paul writes to Timothy and says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. These are so simple as to be self-explanatory, and so prevalent in our day and age as to be without question true. For these very conditions we find existing in the year 2012. I can point to instance after instance after instance of each one of them. I can point to situation after situation after situation to each one of them. But the response that Paul commands, not recommends, but commands, is from such turn away. From such turn away. And you may ask, how can I turn away from my society? Many of us have, my friends. I have turned away from such. And my life is so much better. The quality of my life is so great because I refuse to accept the perilous living of the present, and I turn unto Jesus in totality. and he blesses just like the word of God says in the psalm. The word of God says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And so in these perilous times, you need to turn away. You need to do as some of the others of us have done. Turn away. Turn away. Turn away. Away where, Pastor? Turn away unto Jesus. Turn away from them and unto him. Turn away from them and unto him. But Pastor, I thought I was supposed to have fellowship. You are. I thought I was supposed to minister. You are. Well, how can I do that if I turn from them unto him? Because once you turn unto him, he will prepare you to effectively minister unto them. But as long as you stay a part of them, as long as you stay deceived by them, as long as you stay in your lust and in your sins, you will neither turn to him, nor will you be able to effectively minister unto them, because you won't have the right philosophy and you will not have the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Wonderful words of the Lord. My friends, you have the word. That's why I give you healthy portions of the word. The word of God. I've given you God's word. What you do with it is between you and God. But if you decide to disregard it, if you decide to cast it away from you, it will be to your peril, because you have been warned. Do yourself a favor. Embrace the word of God. Turn away from those who are named here. Turn unto the Lord. You say, well, I live with them right in my house. My house is full of these kinds of people. Turn away from them. Turn unto him. He will show you how to continue to live in the presence of them and minister for him. He knows how. He's able. With God, all things are possible. And for God, nothing shall be impossible. This is Pastor Clarence William Page of Trinity Baptist Church. And you're listening to Light to Guide Our Feet, the 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church.